week, just to recap a little bit from last week, we're actually going to start on page 12, Davov Amid Beis. Last week, the Valtani introduces to the concept of the fact that the Jewish soul is a chedek of the Kaim Imal. It's made up of godliness. And he asked the obvious question that if all the neshamas are godly, how is it that there are divisions between souls? How do you have greater souls and lesser souls if they're all godly? So he used several parables and several ways of helping us. The main parable he used was the concept of the droplet of semen that creates a human being. And despite the fact that in its source it is a unified single droplet, despite that, after incubating for 9 months in a mother, the human being ends up with a fabulous brain and a heart and all kinds of critical limbs and organs. But in addition to that, it also produces fingernails and other seemingly not so important limbs and things. Right in the room on the left, there's chairs. And even though they stem from the same, from the very same element, nonetheless, it's able to create such varied elements within the human being. So therefore, don't tell me that it can't come from one source if it's very clear that despite the fact that it comes from one source, it's able to create so many differences. So we're now going to begin let's start. It is about 10 lines in the bottom of page 12, right after the brackets. B'kocho mamash kaviyochol, so too, literally, as an example, b'shoirish kol ha-nefesh, ruach ha-neshama, shokol es Yisrael, in the source of, again, he speaks of these three levels of neshama, nefesh, ruach ha-neshama, of all the Jewish people, lemaila that come from above, nonetheless, biyiridos ha-mimadrega la-madrega, as the neshama descends from one level to the next, ayidei yishtal shalishoi lomis, because the neshama has to pass through the various stages of the world. It's going from the highest world of Atzilus, and then going through the next stage of Yetzira, and the next stage of Bria, and then Yetzira, and then Asiya, which are the four main stages. And each of those stages involves thousands and thousands of changes of evolvement that allows the neshama to come into the present form in which it's able to energize the life of a human being. So, Mechachmosa Yizbarach, they all start from Hashem's Chachma, as we discussed last week, Kidechsiv, as the Pasuk states, Kulam Bechachmosi, so you made them all with Chachma. As a result, since it goes through all those numerous steps, Nishavu Mimenu Nefesh Ruach Neshama Shalami Aretz. So, in this metamorphosis of creation of souls, there comes into being as well the nefesh, the ruach and the neshama of the ignoramuses, of chis erech, people who are of low caliber. But despite that, v'im kolzeh, despite that distance, aydenu kishurais umiyuchadais, no matter what, the neshama remains bound and connected, biyichud niflo, with an awesome, wondrous connection, v'atzum, strong, b'mehusan v'atzmusan arishan, they remain nonetheless connected to their earliest source, shehu amshachas chachmi la, as we said earlier, that is the very withdrawal of that very initial beginning point of chachma. So no matter how many changes the neshama goes through, it still has a direct connection back to that source. Why? And how? Explains the Balatanya, ki nikas v'chius nefesh ruach neshama shel amei aretz, because we need to understand that the yinika is the sustenance, the draw, the life source. You have a picture of a pick line of life, an oxygen line of the nefesh, ruach, and neshama of even the most ignorant people. Their lifeline travels through menefesh, ruach, and neshama shel tzadikim ve'achachomim roshei bnei Yisrael shebedayim. We must understand that the function, according to what the Baltani is teaching us here, the function of the leaders of Klal Yisrael are not only to teach us the right way, are not only to inspire us, but the leaders of Klal Yisrael are to the masses what the head is to the body. It's the source of the flow of the neshama. So it's a very extraordinarily powerful theme, Yisrael, because generally we say, okay, you need Gedolim to inspire, you need Gedolim to lead, you need Gedolim to teach. He says, no, it's much more critical than that. Just like no limb in the body could survive without the mind, without the brain giving it the signals, we must understand that so too the neshamas, the nefesh, ruach, neshama of the masses receive their sustenance through the leaders of Klal Yisrael.
Is that alive tzaddikim? Is what is dead tzaddikim?
No, alive tzaddikim.
Just alive
tzaddikim. Shebidayrim, he says very clearly, the nefesh, ruach, neshama of tzaddikim, achachamim, roshei bnei Yisrael, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, shebidayrim, that are in their generation. Now, we'll soon see in a moment that very connection sometimes is strong, and then sometimes is weak. Look what he says. Now, with this, we have a whole new understanding of a chazal. We just went to the top of page Zayin, the new page. Al pasuk, our sages tell us on the pasuk of the Dov Kabai, there's a mitzvah in the Torah. One of the 613 mitzvahs is to cleave to Hashem. Say chazal, to cleave to Hashem. Vale eish eichlo. How could you cleave to Hashem? Hashem is an all-consuming fire. Answer Chazal. Shekol adovik b'talmud chacham. Anyone who is connected to a talmud chacham. Mal alav akosuv kilo nidbak b'shchina. That the Torah considers it as if that person cleaves to the Shechina itself. Ki al yidei dveika b'talmud chachamim. Because by connecting, by cleaving to a talmud chacham, Kishurais nefesh ruach and neshama shel amei haaretz, because through the Talmud Chacham, the nefesh, the soul, the spirit, and the neshama of the masses, umyuchadais b'mahus anarishayim v'sharsham, shebechachma ilah, and through the Talmud Chacham, the masses, the ignoramuses, the lowest of people, have the ability to totally connect up with the original source of their neshama, Shehu Yizbarach v'chachmosai Echad, because as we said earlier, due to the fact that the neshama stems from Chachmas Hashem, and Chachmas Hashem remains unified with Hashem. Remember we discussed last week the Rambam. The Rambam said that he is the wisdom, and he is the knowledge, and he is the knower. And he all remains bundled up in one. It remains a constant. It remains connection. Connected. As a result, a person who's connected with a Talmud Chacham is therefore connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's just finish the brackets, and then we'll discuss this a little bit more. V'hapoishim umardim b'talmidei Chachamim. Those who rebel against the leaders of the generation, how are they alive? If you're saying that the sustenance of everybody comes through the fact that a person is connected to the Talmud Chacham, so what would follow from that is that if somebody rebels against the leadership of the Talmud Chacham, he should die. Because his whole yinika, his entire life source, comes through the head. Imagine if, God forbid, the toe stops receiving its sustenance from the mind. It's called gangrene. And Rahmanul Litzlan, they cut it off. Right? Well, that should be happening spiritually. And even at some level physically, for a person who is rebelling against their life source. Says Baltanya, nonetheless, Yinigas Nevesh Ruch Neshama Shalahem, their life source is Mepchidas Achurayim Shal Nefesh Ruach and Nishmas Talmud Chacham. Nonetheless, they are sustained, albeit they are sustained with an itty-bitty little bit of sustenance. The description is, Achurayim is when you want to gift somebody something, you gift it to them, facing them, with a smile. You forgin it to them. What happens if you really don't want to give somebody something, somebody you dislike, and you're forced to give it to them? You throw it over your shoulder. Here, take it. And Stewart on an airline was once telling me that in their cultural training, they're taught that if you hand a person in Japan something with two hands, then you want to give it to them. If you hand them something with one hand, it's a terrible insult.
Mm.
It's considered achurayim. It's like, okay, I'm forced to give it to you, so take here, take this. When he gives them, so when they fly to Japan, they have to give everything with two hands. Otherwise, they insult the passengers. When they travel with Jewish passengers, then they said the only focus they have is food. All you need to do is give them their food and they're happy. They don't care about how many hands you give it to. So that's the aside here. The aside here is achurayim. They get their sustenance, but their sustenance is a tiny bit of sustenance.
Yes, they do, right off the cuff.
Now, here's the aside. So comes the Baal Tanya, and right at the outset of the Sefer, he introduces the Hasidic concept of the service provided by the Tzaddik. It's not just teaching. It's not just inspiring. For all practical intents and purposes, you never see the person. But you're dovuk to him, you're connected to him. Now, this definition of who the tzaddik is something that requires a great deal of elaboration. Because it's not about knowledge, it's not about brilliance. It's about chacham. Chachma is a level of bitul, of self-nullification, which is extraordinarily uncommon, but it is the prerequisite to a person being a true Talmud Chacham. We'll get to that later on in the Sefer when he talks about the levels of bitul of a person having the ability to set themselves aside in the face of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we have here, and again, using the body as an example, and using the diseases of disconnect as an example, that when a person is disconnected from their source, Rahman al-Itslan, their extremities suffer. When the connection to the mind, to the brain, is cut off, so too do we understand that the critical relationship between people and the tzaddik of their generation is critical for a person to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Now, one of the things that the commentaries here on the Tanya talk about is that what's really at stake here is a person being able to serve Hashem with meaning, with purpose, with depth. That's the issue that flows through the tzaddik. Yeah, you could get by and you could survive and you could live. But when it comes to being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his slavos, with a fire, with a bren, that's the component that's being discussed here, which flows through the power of the tzad.
So theoretically, you don't need to connect with the tzaddik, whoever it is. If you connect the image to the Torah, then the tzaddik will then give you...
The mechanics of it are complicated. Meaning, what does it mean to be
dovuk? You need to know who the tzaddik is to connect, or is it because you connected to what you said before the Torah, and then through that you'll come to the tzaddik?
Yes.
So you don't have to have any connection?
No. I'm saying yes to both.
Okay.
The answer is yes to both. Ma'akala?
What?
Can you bring down another bottle of seltzer, please? I think they're on the back porch, or they're in the pantry. Now, here he launches into another concept, because there's something troubling about what he just presented. Baal Tanya just presented a whole structure about the limitations of neshamas. Some neshamas are created tzaddikim, some neshamas are created You got an average neshama. You got a poor neshama. There's grade A, grade B, grade C. It's a little bit of a downer, right? So let's see what he. Let's make it worse, and then we'll make it better. Right after the brackets on Zayin Amud Aleph, Uma Shekosav Bizoya, and that which the Zoya writes, Ubizoya Chodesh. Similar in this section of Zoya called Zoya Chodesh, Sheikar Toloi, that the main thing is dependent upon. Sheikadish Atzmai B'Shas Tash Mishdavko, that the quality of a neshama, it seems, is dependent upon how a person sanctifies themselves during intimacy. That creates, how a person sanctifies themselves during intimacy will create the quality of the child. Which is not the case with the children of the ignorant who don't know how to sanctify themselves. So, why are we talking about God-given souls if it all depends upon the parents? That's the question he's posing. Answers the Baal Tanya, Hainu Mishum, that he says a very fascinating answer, that that has nothing to do with souls. That which the parents are able to accomplish during their thoughts and their intents during intimacy is not about the quality of souls, it's about the quality of the levush. And here you got a huge divide between the commentaries written by the Babich Chassidim and the other Babich Revis, and how other Sifri Kodesh process this concept. Okay?
Let's see it inside.
Yeah. He says as follows. Let's see it inside and then we'll discuss it. Getting worse? Got a spoon for my stomach. So he says as follows. Ha'inam Shom. She'en l'chon nefesh ruach neshama. Because there's no such thing as any component of the soul. She'en lo levush, that does not have a garment, min nefesh de'atzmus ove ve'imai, from the nefesh. Nefesh, again, remember, is the lowest level. That's the level that even cats and dogs have. So, everything, every person, has a garment that comes from the levush given by his parents. Who cares? So he says, I'll tell you why we care. V'chol ha-mitzvah sha'isa, every mitzvah that we will do throughout our lives. Hakoil, everything we do, is al-yedei oisei al-levush. Everything we do is performed through that garment that we got from our parents. Moreover, v'afilu ha-shefa sh'neisen l'min ha-shamayim, even our lifeline, the bounty, the flow of energy and of goodness and everything that comes down from heaven. Everything is going to flow to us through this levush. Therefore, vim yikadish es atzmo, if a person sanctifies himself during intimacy, yamshich levush kodesh l'nishmas b'nai, he will draw a great, high-quality levush to his child. Even if you bring down the greatest soul, he's going to need a good levush to function with. You can have the greatest soul, but if you got a lousy levush from his parents, it's going to be very difficult for him to process whatever's emanating from that soul through that levush. But the neshama itself, we find at times that you'll have an awesome, high, deep soul, infinitely great. You can have a great soul coming down to a person who is an extraordinarily lowly person. Everything we've written in this last section is from the Arizal. So therefore, he says, don't tell me that the level of soul is dependent upon the parents. That's not true. The level of soul is God-given. What do you know it's dependent upon the parents? The levush. Now, what is the levush that he's talking about? What's his garment he's talking about? Clearly we're not talking about pajamas. So what kind of levush, what kind of garment are we talking about here? So the way the Tzemach Tzedek and some of the other Svarim describe it, there is a godly soul, there's an animal soul, and then there's a mid-range soul called the Nefesh HaSichlis, the intellectual soul. And that's what he's calling the Levush. Meaning, how keen, how easy is it going to be for that person to process Torah? How spiritually inclined will the person be? That's that mid-grade soul. That's how the Tzemach Tzedek learns. That the Levush we're talking about here is talking about this. So now, if we're not confused enough with the fact that we have two souls, the Tzemach Tzedek introduces us to the third soul. Okay, that there's now a Nefesh HaBahavi, a Nefesh HaLiki, and a Nefesh HaSichli, an intellectual soul. Others...
One second, is that just a Yiddish?
I don't know. That's a good question. Is there a Nefesh HaSichli by Goyim? I don't know.
As we said beforehand...
Right, the Nefesh HaLiki is clearly Jewish.
So
right. I don't know. Now, so come on this far and say, no, it's talking about the goof. The Levush, the non-Lubavitchers. The non-Lubavitchers say that it's talking about the goof. It's talking about the body. And that you meet kids at the earliest of ages who are spiritually inclined, who have a geschmack for a davening, for learning, for spiritual things. They're just, it comes to them easily. And you meet other kids who you could hit their head against the wall. Segeitnish, their minds are stuffed, their hearts are stuffed. They're just not inclined. And then you meet people who are just downright megushim. They're just crass, very physical people. So they say that that's what he's talking about. That aspect of the personality comes from parents. Okay, so they're very similar because they're both interpreting the same words.
And how do you answer someone who's almost like a Baal Teshuva and changes complete concept?
Oh, so now let's get into that. So Gabi is saying, what do you do with people who are able to turn around? I'll tell you that the Maram Shik. Maram Shik was a disciple of the Chassam Sofer. Maram Shik came to learn by the Chassam Sofer in Pressburg. And as much as he tried, he learned and learned and learned, nothing went into his head. And he was ready to give up. And the Chassam Sofer found him one night weeping over a Gemara that he couldn't handle. And the Chassam Sofer saw his dedication. He said, you keep at it. Your perseverance is going to make you a Gadol B'Yisrael. And he became one of the greatest Talmidim of the Maram Shik. So let me put it into terms that we can handle. The Divrei Chaim talks about this a great deal in his sefer. We learned some of the pieces in Shabbat, there's a piece in Parashas Nitzavim. And not only does it speak about the levush that a person could change, but a person can change the Sharish Neshama. Now there's a piece here from the second Belzerov, from Reb Shila Belzer. On the Pasuk it says in Parashas Re'eh, Shomar Vishamata, guard and you will hear, as Kol HaDvarim Ha'ela, all these things, Asher Nechi Mitzavch, that I command you, Leman Yitav Lechos, that it will be good for you, Ulevonecha Achrecha Adoyim, for your children after you forever. Says Rashi, Shomar Zomishnah. Shomar means study the Mishnah, because you need to keep it within yourself that you shouldn't forget. Ve'im Shanisa, if you learn it again, Efshe Shetishma V'tikam, you'll be able to keep it. So Shila Belza says, this is from Rabbi Arla Belz, I'm sorry. You'll see in a minute why. So he quotes that it should say, Shamata first listen, and then you'll keep it. It says the opposite. It's first keep it, and then you'll hear. So Chazal tells us as follows. He quotes, in the name of his father, the third Belz, Rabbi Psochaber, that every person has a Sharish Neshama. Every person has a soul. But if a person works on themselves to upgrade, to toil, they can make their Sharish Neshama spread throughout their entire body. But first you got to deal with what you got. You first have to do the best with the Neshama that you have. He says, Shamar, if you guard, if you protect, if you process the Neshama that you have, Vishamata, you will be able to spread it, to hear it with every fiber of your being. And then Chazal say, Shama v'shamata, if you were zeicha to be shama with the old v'shamata v'chodesh, you'll be able to draw upon yourself a new level of neshama. The Rebbe Chaim used to exclaim him about themselves that somebody said about him that he was, that his sherish neshama was, whatever, that at different times they attributed him to different tzaddikim, to different gedolim, that he came from a generation and this is who he was. And the Rebbe Chaim used to mock them and say, they know, yes, when he said that, that's who I was. I was, you know, was it Rebbe Kiva or one of the Tanaim, I don't remember who it was. Yes, I was, that was that day. But the next day, I was somebody else. The Yetiv Lev describes that after several months, he used to go to Sanz, and he went back and he said, he was obviously a maven on people. He said, you know, people are able to, in a lifetime, are able to turn themselves over into a new person. He said, but in several months that I should come back, and he should be so categorically different on a whole different level. He said that I'm astounded that a person can turn their lives around in such a short period of time to be a totally different person. But you know that these are words that speak to us because we see ourselves as being locked in. We're imprisoned by who we are and by our limitations. And it's total nonsense. It's just simply not true. We're not locked in to anything. Even on the level, forget about Lavush, even on the level of God-given Shayosh Neshama, we can do a total exchange. There's a magnificent vort along these lines brought from the Strelisker. He says that in Parshas Kedoshim, the Pasuk says, Ish imay v'aviv tiro, each person should fear their mother and father, they should keep my Shabbos. Ani Hashem Alekecha. So he said as follows. That Chazal tell us that there are three partners in every person. There's father and mother and Hashem. Right? So he says as follows. As far as the contribution that Hashem gives, the Neshama, Hashem guarantees its purity. Comes with a little label on the bottom with one of those seals, right? Guaranteed purity of neshama. That you don't got to worry about. Well, you know what you got to be afraid of? You know what you guys got to work on? That portion that you got from your father and your mother. He says, Ish, every person, imay v'aviv tiro. He says, it translates it to mean, not that you should fear your father and mother, but you got to fear what you got from your father and your mother. Ish imay va'aviv tiro. You know what you got to worry about in life? You got to worry about the contribution you got from your father and mother. But v'shabsoizet tishmeru, the relationship with the God of the Shamani Hashem v'kechem, don't worry about that. That's pure. I'll take care of that part. Based upon what the Divrei Chaim is saying and others, what he's saying here is that if a person goes ahead and elevates that portion that they got from father and mother, and they really take care of it, and they elevate that, then you can acquire and attain tremendous new levels. We're not bound by any limitations of Sherish Neshama. We can, today we could have one Neshama, tomorrow we could have a next. And just because we had one experience at one time doesn't mean that we can't totally transform our experience the next time. Okay, let's continue on with Perek Gimel. We'll start chapter 3 on Dav Zayin. Got it there? Go back. No, go back. Right there. Bottom of the page. Perek Gimel. V'inei kol b'chinu madrega. Mishalish elu. Every level of these three. Which three are we talking about? The three things that we mentioned earlier. That every neshama is comprised of three components. Namely, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Each Neshama is made up of what we call the living soul, the spirit, and the Neshama. Kelula me'aseh b'chinois. Just in case we weren't confused enough with the threes, let me introduce you to the tens. Okay? Every one of these three is made up of 10 different categories. What are these 10? They are Keneged Eser Sfirois Elyonis. These 10 components of all three of these. So now we're down to 30, right? Each of these correspond to the 10 highest spheres. Shenishtal Shalom Mehem, from which they stem. Because remember, we said earlier that the Neshama is a Nechelik Elikaim Imal. It was blown into us, literally, Kaviyachal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem emanates His presence to the world through the 10 spheres. As a result, we need to understand that the Neshama has these 10 expressions in each one of these chelik. So there's 10 in the nefesh, there's 10 in the ruach, and there's 10 in the neshama. Okay? How are these 10 broken down? So he explains as follows, Shehen shalosh imais v'sheva kfulais. There are three, what he calls your imais, you could translate that as mothers, or sheva kfulais, and then there are 7 doubles. What are they? They are pirish, the three Ar, Chachma, Bina, and Das. We'll name them for the moment wisdom, understanding, and integration. Vishivas, Yimea, Binyan, and then there are the 7 days of creation, which are called Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yesoid, and Malchus. There are the 3 intellectual qualities and 7 emotional qualities. And the opinion of the Balatanya and the other Kabbalists are that the emotions are totally, if in a correct structure, the emotions are dependent upon the intellect. In a healthy human being, the mind controls the emotions. Okay? So we will love that which our mind tells us is attractive. Not the opposite, where the rest of the world operates, let me entice you to something attractive. Right? I'm going to draw you in through the emotions, and then your mind is going to work on how to acquire it. Rather, the proper method of thought in Jewish life is that a person should think, be able to control their thoughts, and by doing so, control their emotions through their thoughts. Now we'll get into the definition here a little bit of what Chachma Bina Das is. Chachma is what we have in the cartoons, a lightning bolt. That's how the Mikubalim call it. They call it the Barak. They call it the bolt of inspiration. So back in yeshiva days, or any other time that a person worked with their brain to understand something, and a person toils and isn't getting it, and then all of a sudden, a little light goes on. Ah! There's something there. I got it. At that moment, you've not yet filled in the spaces. You haven't worked in how it's going to work with the Gemara, and how it's going to work with Rashi, and how it's going to work with Tosis, and how it's going to apply here and there. But there's something there, and something, a light went on. Okay, now I got to fill it out. I got to flesh it out. Okay? So the lightning bolt is Chachma. Taking it and applying it and processing it, that's Bina. Das is living it. Das is then taking the new acquisition, the new understanding, and saying, okay, now I'm going to apply it and integrate it and connect it to real life.
So the Chokhmah Bina Das is what you acquire, not what your parents give you?
Correct. That's all self. Now, in a healthier person who got a better levush, they're going to acquire those things easier, right? Those are tools, though. Your parents get the tools. You still got to turn on the electricity. You got to plug it in.
Right. Well, this concept is yourself.
Yes. Okay. 3 lines from the bottom. Haseichel. When we talk about seichel, that includes chokhmah bina v'das. That includes the 3 intellectual qualities. V'amidos. But when we're talking about emotions, they are hena havas Hashem, the love of Hashem, upachtoy, and his trembling before him, v'yirosa, and fearing him, ulufare, and to praise him. V'chabad nikru imais, chachma bina das, are called the imais, umikor lemidais. They are the source, the root of the emotions. Ki amidais hen toldos chabad, because the other 7, the love of Hashem, the fear of Hashem, and so on, all those things are the outcome of Chachman Binadas.
So that's where he said it explicitly, but it's all contingent on the...
Correct. He's going to go into it even more now.
Is that where Chabad comes from?
This is the source of Chabad.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And that's why Chabad so heavily stresses the intellectual. There's no group of Hasidic thought that is as intellectually driven as Chabad, because they believe that if you fix the brain, everything else will follow. Right? Whereas other chassidim focused much more on the attributes, on love and fear and so on, figuring that that'll filter up. Chabad was totally obsessed with the intellectual qualities and with the belief that it'll filter down. Ubir Inyan. Here is the philosophy.
Can you just one thing? Can you just explain what it says in Midas? Havas Hashem. Right?
He's going back. Those seven things that he called earlier Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, so those are what they are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Putting them into human terms, they now express themselves, Chesed is love, Gvura is fear.
Well, he said that everything is being predestined by a person except for Yiras Hashem.
Okay, so in that context, all these middos would fall into HaKabid Yishamayim Chutz Meir Shamayim. Doesn't specifically mean Yiras Shamayim, it means the relationship with God. Okay, so let's turn the page. Ubirin in Kinya Seichel Shemin Nefesh HaMaskeles. Let's talk about our intellectual capacity that's in the thinking soul. Shehu HaMaskel Kol Davar, that power which has the ability to understand, Nikra B'Shem Chochma. It is called Chochma. Again, it's so difficult because what we need to do in many of these times is to get out of the pattern of thought that we've thought about these things until now. Because he's redefining so many terms. He first starts by redefining the tzaddik and the beinoni, and now he's redefining chachma and seichel. It becomes very hard to get out of our old patterns of thought. Chachma is koyachma. Koyachma is breaking the word chachma into two parts. Again, this is comes from much earlier sources, and it's brought in all the Sifrei Tamid Baal Shem, Koyachma, the power of what? Meaning, this is a gift from above. Chochma is not something which is processed by the mind, something which is gifted to the mind. It's gifted from to the mind as the moment a person experiences any level of bittul. When a person is able to get out of the way, then the Rebbeinu Shalom deposits Chachma into the person's being, and that's Koyachma. Okay, that's this power of nothingness, meaning it's not my doing. Then, Ukeshemoitzi Koychay Elapoyel, when the person then takes what he's been gifted, and he then processes it, Shemizbein in Besichla, he works with his mind, Lahav in Davali Ishura, to understand it well, Ula Amkai in its full depth, Mitoich Ezedvar Chachma Hamusko Besichle. So the person takes one concept that's in his mind, and then now takes it and works it through with another concept that's in his mind. He combines those two things. Nikra Bina. That's the concept of Bina. Now, we're going to stop here, because I want to just process the next four words, and we'll pick it up from here next week. V'heim, heim, av, v'heim. Chachma and Bina are father and mother.
Just the mothers.
What is he talking about? And it's very simple. If you follow what he just said, that Chachma is Koyachma. Koyachma is that lightning bolt that's gifted to the person from above. It's a momentary spark of inspiration. What do we call that in modern terms? Forgive the phrase. It's a sperm donor. It's a momentary deposit of a spark. It's a momentary blitz. That's Chachma. Bina is when you take the sperm and it then develops for 9 months and you actually turn it into something, right? The real contribution or the greater contribution, is the one who takes it and processes it. That's why you find that Chochmah is referred to as Av, and Bina is referred to as Aim, because it is the Av, which is Chochmah, that's a momentary spark. Bina, which is the Aim, is that which takes it and develops it and actually turns it into something. As he says here, Hamelides Ahavas Hashem, Biroso Yupachte, Bina will take the momentary spark and turn it into something productive. Love of Hashem, fear of Hashem. Because otherwise, it just remains intellectual. If it doesn't turn into anything, if it totally remains intellectual, then we get nothing out of it, because it remains just a intellectual component. The goal is to turn it into something which is actually a contributor to our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take it up, Mitzvah Hashem, from here next week.